Uh-oh.
A little bit of Ray. The best bits.
Today FM, playing the music you love. A very good afternoon. Ray's my name. My old pal is JP. He's around here somewhere.
Right here, yeah, hi.
Oh, how you doing? How's your day been?
Been really good, thanks
yeah,
for
you've
asking.
Had a good day.
Yeah, I have, you.
Me?
Yeah.
Not a great day.
Oh.
Not a great day.
What's that?
I was on Ireland AM this morning on Virgin Media Television. I've had a morning of cringe is what I've had. And by the way, if ever I'm on the television, cringe is always involved. You know this. I had a triple play of cringe. Three times the cringe. Do you want all of my cringes or will I just...
I think we're going to need to know these three incidents.
Well, it started... My morning started at about 6:30, where I said, nice to meet you, to someone that I... Upon reflection, I'm pretty sure I met them before.
Was it your wife?
Yeah, I've been married to her for like 17 years. No, the lady's name is Fiona and she's a producer on Ireland AM. Lovely. Really good at what she does. Really lovely. And she came in and said, hi, Ray. I said, oh, hi, Fiona, is it? Nice to meet you. And then I thought, oh, Jesus, I think this isn't the first meeting type situation. This is why I never use people's names. And this is why I never say nice to meet you. Because there's always a chance you've met them before and you're going to get their name wrong.
Usually you're a person who remembers names, forgets faces, or remembers faces, forgets names.
Yeah.
However, in this instance, you seem to have misplaced the name on the face.
You have to remember, I sporadically work on this program. And when I do, it's stupid early in the morning. So any people I meet, there's no way I'm going to remember your name. There's people I've worked with on Ireland AM for years, and I don't know their name. There's a tall girl from Limerick. She kind of a bit of a disaster.
I think we know what you're talking about. Isn't you it? Yeah, I'm okay.
What'd you say?
I didn't say anything.
Mwirin.
That's it.
Bingo.
How dare you?
Cringe. Absolute cringe. Second, do you recall then, we have a guest on then, talking about the American elections.
Right.
And does this name ring any bells for you? It would be specific to you or some of us in our friend group.
Go on.
Harry Brown.
Oh, yeah. Harry Brown, yeah.
Tell everyone who Harry Brown is.
Was Harry Brown, I'm going to embarrass myself if I get this wrong, was he a lecturer in our college? An American man.
He's an American man, and he's a lecturer in our college, TU Dublin, as it's called, or DIT. And he was on as a guest this morning on Ireland AM, and I was presenting on Ireland AM, and he comes in. Do you ever do this thing that, because, of course, there's always this weird sort of awkwardness. Harry, hi, Ray, nice to meet you, how are things? And then I sit down, and he sits down, and Wern's over in the far corner. And there's this sort of like, we're just sitting here, both of us, nothing to say to each other. I'm just having a look at my notes here, and it's kind of, and do you ever have, or is this just me and my weird, it's stuck in my own head nonsense, where you have a topic, a conversation starter question in your head? Do you do this where you build up to asking it?
Oh, sure, yeah. Just something in your back pocket.
But you build up to it. For me, I have to build up to it. I can't just go, you know, I actually, you're a lecturer in my course. I'm a graduate from the course.
No, I don't need to build up to it.
That's what I do.
I just start.
In my head, and I'm like, okay, here we go. I was actually in the course that you were a lecturer in. And then literally it's just out of my mouth and Wern goes, Harry, hi! And she comes in and interrupts. I'm there like, flop sweat, cringe. But the best one.
Okay, that's two out of three so far.
The best one.
Yeah.
You know, they have this thing on telly where the words come up on a kind of a screen just next to the camera.
A teleprompter.
A teleprompter. An auto cue. And it was a thing. I don't know what the thing was before it, but my my bit says Ray next to it, which is my name. They,
I always thought, I've never seen one of these, but I would have thought they were like colour-coded depending, so red is for 1% or blue is for the other
person. I'm colourblind anyway.
Right, so you're literally, your name is there.
It just says Ray.
And you know you're called Ray.
And then just under Ray, it says, speaking of which, comma, Alan is in the kitchen.
Can I ask a question?
No, the word comma is not written. Okay, is that your question?
Dumb
question. Let me get my thing. Okay, right. TV music, here we go. And you're very welcome back. Over in weather, and Derek does this, and there's that, and there's the other, and whatever. So then it comes to me, and it says, on the screen, it says Ray, and then underneath that, speaking of which, comma, Alan is in the kitchen. And my stupid 6 o'clock in the morning, not able to read, head moves the comma.
Right.
And I go, speaking of, which Alan is in the kitchen?
I mean, a small grammatical change makes a big difference.
There's only one Alan on the show. It's not like there's a multitude of Alans and we're trying to work out which one of them is over the kitchen. I mean, it's Alan Hughes.
Yeah.
Speaking of, which Alan is in the kitchen?
And you say Sha City.
Oh, a little bit of Ray. The best bits. Catch Ray Foley from 2 p.m. weekdays on Today FM.
Ray.
Yeah.
I love the show.
Hey.